Vectors Radio podcasts are sponsored by Break the Cycle CIC, rebuilding self-esteem in people who have experienced domestic abuse. For more, email hello@breakthecycle.org.uk.
Vectors Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectors Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's Takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's Podcast. Building confidence through radio.
You are listening to the 4P's Short Breaks show on a Sunday.
Vectors Radio Weather with Short Breaks. Now bringing you the 4P Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, I'm Ophelia and here is your weekly weather. Monday we can expect thick cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 5, lows of 2. Tuesday we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 6, lows of 2. Wednesday we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 7, lows of 3. Thursday we can expect light cloud and a gentle breeze, highs of 8, lows of 5. And Friday we can expect light rain and a moderate breeze, highs of 9, lows of 6. I'll update more next weekend. Bye for now.
In I Love White News this week, more than 5,500 island children will be given food vouchers this Christmas. The vouchers will be handed out by nurseries, preschools, childminders, schools and colleges. The Isle of Wight Council says the scheme will help island families in need, those most impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Each eligible household will receive a voucher per child worth £15 per week, which can be used at a range of supermarkets. Councillor Paul Brading, Cabinet Member for Children's Services, Education and Skills, said, "We can help to ensure that no Isle of Wight child should go hungry over the Christmas and New Year holidays." There will be a further announcement next week about a range of further community-based provision to support families over the winter. The scheme is being funded via the Winter Grant Scheme, awarded by the Department for Work and Pensions. Meanwhile, Newport High Street has suffered a further loss with the announcement that accessories shop Claire's is permanently closing. The store is not reopening today after the lockdown period, and a sign has gone up in the window thanking customers. It is understood there are at least 3 job losses. The chain, formerly Claire's Accessories, has been struggling and in 2018 underwent restructure. The shop will be another empty hole on Newport's High Street, which has already seen several recent losses. And finally, new opening arrangements have been published for the Isle of Wight Council's heritage services to coincide with the island Exeter lockdown and now under government Tier 1 restrictions. The new but limited times are currently affected by factors including temporary staff redeployment to other council services with critical needs. The arrangements will be regularly reviewed in accordance with changing circumstances and government guidance. All visitors are asked to observe the usual hands, space, face protective measures. Cabinet Member with responsibility for Heritage Services, Councillor Steve Hastings, said, "We are pleased to be reopening aspects of our heritage service under the Tier 1 arrangements and look forward to extending opening once circumstances permit." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are your celebrity birthdays. Laurel London, who's a TV actress. Gary Allen, who's a country singer. Nicole Sherry, who's a pop singer. And finally, Morgan Brittany, who's a TV actress. I'll tell you their ages and years of birth in a little while. Bye for now.
Hi, I'm James from Vectors Radio, and here are some events that have happened on the past week in history. The 29th of November 1972 was when the first commercially successful video game was released. Called Pong, the game was designed to simulate table tennis. Each of the game's two players controlled a paddle with limited movement that was used to hit a ball back and forth, with each player attempting to get the ball past the other's paddle. Pong was also the first game made by a company called Atari, which went on to develop over 300 arcade games. The 1st of December 1887 was when the first Sherlock Holmes story was published for the very first time. Starring Detective Sherlock Holmes, the story was published in Mrs. Beaton's Christmas Annual, a collection of stories, poems, sketches and anecdotes that appeared annually between 1860 and 1898. Copies of the book today have sold for over £100,000, and there are 56 official Sherlock Holmes short stories and 4 official novels, as well as several films, video games and plays. On the 5th of December 1791, the famous musician Mozart died. Mozart was incredibly talented and had started playing instruments at age 4. He began composing music when he was 6 years of age and became well known as a child prodigy. He even performed for royals. As he got older, Mozart composed even greater works of music, including composing an opera at age 12. Although he definitely died of natural causes, nobody knows exactly what Mozart died of. He was only 35 years old when he died, which poses the question, what would have happened if he lived a long life? That's all for now. This is James from Vectis Radio.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is cantankerous. C-A-N-T-A-N-K-E-R-O-U-S. It's an adjective meaning bad-tempered, argumentative and uncooperative. It's from the mid-18th century of unknown origin, perhaps from the Anglo-Irish word cant, which means auction, and rancorous, which means bitter or resentful. That's all. Join us next week for another obscure word of the week. Bye for now.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and remember I talked about all these people who are having their birthdays? Well, now I'm going to tell you their years of birth and their ages. Lowell London, who was born in 1984, who's 36 years old. Gary Allen, who's born in 1967, is 53. Nicole Cherry, who was born in 1988. And finally, Morgan Brittany, who was born in 1951. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now!
In Isle of Wight News this week, police have launched their annual Christmas drink and drug driving campaign, Operation Holly, targeting motorists who take to the roads impaired and put their own and other people's lives at risk. The month-long campaign will see officers from Hampshire Constabulary Joint Roads Policing Unit run an educational and enforcement activity across the Isle of Wight and the wider region. Driving under the influence of alcohol, drugs or a combination of both is a major contributory factor that will increase the chances of you and others being seriously or fatally injured in a road traffic collision. Sergeant Scott Kerr, Road Safety Sergeant for Hampshire and Thames Valley Police, said, "Every year we run Operation Holly with increased focus to stop people drink or drug driving. Even the smallest amount of alcohol or drugs in your system can impair your ability to drive, and in the most serious cases, it can result in families facing a future without their loved ones." Meanwhile, travel the Wight Way is a message from the boss of Visit Isle of Wight, and a council leader has asked people to only come if they need to visit relatives or have a second home on the island. Isle of Wight tourism boss Will Miles and Isle of Wight council leader Dave Stewart spoke as MPs prepare to vote on a new tier system as the country emerges from the lockdown. Cornwall, the Isle of Wight and Isles of Scilly are the only three regions to have been placed in Tier 1, which allows households to mix indoors up to a maximum of 6 people, and pubs can serve alcohol without the need for a substantial meal. Councillor Stewart urged people not to visit the island unless they have decent need to do so. He said only those with family on the island or second homes should consider travelling, with everyone else encouraged to wait. If you don't need to come, don't come, Mr. Stewart said, adding that the council is working up plans to station COVID support officers at the ferry terminals. And finally, a welcome boost to the Christmas coffers came for five people in the lake when they won on the People's Postcode Lottery. The lucky winners are celebrating after winning £1,000 each thanks to their postcode. The Chelsfield Avenue neighbours netted the windfall when PO36 9MP was announced as a daily prize winner this week. People's Postcode Lottery Ambassador Daniel Johnson sent his well wishes. He said, "What a lovely surprise to kick off December. Congratulations to our winners. I'm sure they'll enjoy spending the cash and treat themselves to something special." That's all. I'm Jasper Haycox O'Toole.
That's it for the Short Break Show. Thank you for listening.
The Short Break's 4Ps course, Building Confidence Through Radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Break's course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.